All across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And now, your host for today's program, Dale Thronberry.
And good afternoon and welcome to Veterans Radio. My name is Dale Thronberry and I get to be your host today. I'm a United States Army veteran and this is our 18th year of doing Veterans Radio, and this is kind of the most unusual Veterans Radio program that we've had in a long time. I am calling you from our off-site studios today, and I want to welcome you to our program. We're going to be talking today about you. All you veterans that are out there, you veterans and your families, and what you've been doing during the stay at home, depending on the state that you are in. And we encourage you to give us a call at 734-822-1600 if you do have a story that you can tell, or maybe what you are doing at home, so maybe people can go along with it. We've got a couple of people that I'm really excited to have you talk with today or listen to, and we're going to be talking, starting off with a program that's going on with the American Legion. It's called the Buddy Check, and then around 5:15, I'm expecting a call from the CEO of Gibson Guitar, and Gibson Guitar has got a special program going on out there about how you can learn how to play the guitar. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Ken Leslie from Veterans Matter. And Veterans Matter, as many of you know, provides home and funds for homeless veterans so we can take care of them and what is going on during this pandemic. And then finally, later on, we're going to have Kate Melcher on from Fisher House, Michigan. And she's going to be talking about what is going on with the Fisher House program and project right now, considering that everything is kind of shut down. So make sure that you stay tuned for all of that information. And I want to remind our people about our sponsors, of course. Number one is Legal Help for Veterans, and Legal Help for Veterans specializes in veterans' disability claims. For more information, you can go to their website. That's legalhelpforveterans.com, or give them a call. They're there at 800-693-4800. U.S. Wings, the manufacturers of the finest leather flight jackets in the world. U.S. Wings is a major supplier of leather flight jackets to the military. For more information, you can go to their website, that's uswings.com, or give them a call at 800-650-0659. U.S. Wings has kind of gone into lockdown as well, but I would suggest that you go to their website. They've got all kinds of really great military paraphernalia and merchandise that you may be interested in. So go to uswings.com. And, of course, we want to thank our local veteran service organizations here in the Ann Arbor area. We couldn't do this program without their support. Number one is the VVA of Charles S. Kettle's VVA Post 310. Never again shall a veteran coming home from battle be made to feel alone and unappreciated. From the VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars, Post 423 is Veterans Helping Veterans. No one does more for veterans than the VFW. And finally, we've got American Legion Post 46. This is, of course, from Ann Arbor as well. And speaking of the American Legion, I was hoping to get a call today from the local American Legion, but I think they've skedaddled for a while. But I did want to talk about their program, which I think is really kind of a neat program for everybody out there. It's called Buddy Check, and it's something that we can do. It's something that you can do. And let me give you the information here. If you go to AmericanLegion.com, to their website, and it's called How to Perform a Buddy Check. And what the Buddy Check does, it says, with the coronavirus pandemic that's affecting us all, the Buddy Check program is perhaps more important now than ever before. The idea is to connect with veterans who may need assistance but don't know where to go or who to ask. The American Legion family already reaches out to fellow Legionnaires at this time of year, but now we must do more. It's not enough to simply pick up the phone and call the veterans you know. We need to check on all veterans in each of our communities to make sure they are safe, feeling okay, and have access to health care and services. If we hear of someone in need, we can offer someone a ride, we can deliver groceries or supplies for them, and in short, be there for them. Some people won't ask for help. Encourage members of your post to reach out and offer assistance to other veterans in your area. Please be particularly attentive to seniors, which is most of us, right? A population that is especially vulnerable to the harmful effects of this virus. The important part is to let the veterans of your community know you care and can provide assistance. It's what we do for our battle buddies. I cannot emphasize enough that this is a really good program. If you go to the American Legion website, and they even have a download for you that has a script where you can follow the script if you want to. You know, you call up and say, hey, Joe, how are you feeling? What do you need? Is there anything that we can do to help out? What do you need? And sometimes some of these guys that have been out there, some of the older ones especially, they may be at home or they may be in an assisted living facility or retirement village somewhere, and they're isolated. And I think that maybe your call would become the most important call of the day for them. So please, I encourage you to reach out not only to the veterans that you know that are locked down in their houses in various places, but also your neighbors. Check on your neighbors. I was out in my yard this morning, trying to clean it up a little bit, trying to get some sunshine and things, and I saw people I haven't seen in months walking around down the street and so forth and down the sidewalk. It was really nice to see them, and everybody had a smile on their face, and everybody was trying to be upbeat and trying to remain positive. It's something that we really have to do. I don't think we understand how patient we're going to have to be with this coronavirus thing. I'm not sure that it's going to be ending in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks. It may even go longer than that. And, you heard some things on the news about the numbers that are continuing to rise. So don't be that person. Don't be that person that thinks, well, this doesn't affect me, so I'm just going to go out and ride my bike or, gather a bunch of my friends around and we'll pretend that we have 6 feet separation from us and so forth. Really, do avoid contact with other people, personal contact with them. Give them a call, send them a text, view them on a chat room, look at them on Skype or Zoom or whatever it is that you use to contact people. I think it's very important that we see these, our friends and our neighbors and let them know that we care about them. And that's just what I want you to do. And I also wanted you to give us a call. Let us know what you're doing at home. I thought of a way that you could fill in some time. If you're finding that you've already gone through all the books in your house, or you've already watched every single episode of Cheyenne, or whatever else it is that you're watching, you can always go to the Veterans Radio Archives. We've got, as I mentioned, probably about 10 years worth of programming on there, and they cover everything, as you know, from the Revolution, every war, all the way up to Iraq and Afghanistan and everything else that's going on in the world. I think it was just a couple of weeks ago we had a special service veteran on who had been in places we didn't even know about. And so I would encourage you to go and do that. The other suggestion that I might have for you is a website that's called Home of Heroes. Now, this is Doug Sterner, and Doug Sterner has been on our program many, many times in the past. And he's kind of given this up, and it's been taken over by some friends of ours, Legal Help for Veterans, to run their website for him. And on this website, let me get to that before, hopefully I don't disconnect myself here, but it's called Home, where did it go? There it is. All right. It's homeofheroes.com, and on this site, you have the stories of every recipient of the Medal of Honor, pretty much every recipient of the Service Cross, Silver Stars, and individual stories on this. So go to homeofheroes.com. It's really a great, great opportunity to read about these men and women who have done extraordinary things in the service of their country. And now those of us that have served, we have met many of these people, and here's an opportunity for you to find out. Maybe you know some of them. I know I do. I've been really impressed with this site, the way that it's been set up. It's very easy to use, and you just go in, and there's a picture of all the different medals. They have the pyramid of medals that are in there. They have a story about the American flag, what is the protocol, hero stories, medals and awards, the pyramid of awards, so on and so forth. So I would encourage you to go check that out. That's called, it's called the Medal, it's called the Home of Heroes. .com, and it's something that I think is really, really important, and I hope that you will go there and see what's happening with it. So we're waiting for a call right now from a program that is, as I mentioned earlier, is being produced by Gibson Guitar. And let me gather all my little notes here, and we'll see what that's all about. It is kind of cool, really. I don't know about any of you. I don't play a musical instrument. I wish I did. The story that I tell is that my dad took away the clarinet that I'd only played for about 3 days and took it and gave me a football and said, here, go play football. Something about it, I was hurting his ears or something about the cracked windows in my house. I'm not sure what it was. But here's a thing about, you know, the power of music, as we know, unites all of us. And for those of you that do play, it, God bless you. I wish I could play an instrument. We have a gentleman in our VVA chapter, Horace Fraser, who plays the guitar, and he's part of a program called Guitars for Veterans, and it's again, guitarsforveterans.org. You can check them out. And what they'll do, if you go to their website, is that they can supply you with a guitar and some rudimentary lessons so that you can get to play it. And based on what my son and my grandson and many of the other people that we've run into because of their careers, these people can play music for the rest of their lives. And what a comfort that would be at this point, you know, at this time, just to sit down with a guitar and kind of strum along and play the music. I just got a Facebook page of my, I have a niece and her daughter were singing a song on Facebook, and it was really beautiful. So I think that's something that maybe you could check out. But what we're going to be talking about today, as soon as the call comes in, if he does this. Anyway, the power of music unites us all. And it says that in an effort to share the power of music around the world, Gibson has formed a partnership with Gibson Gives, Sweetwater.com, and Amped Guitar Learning, the number one guitar learning experience tool that's out there, to offer new users 3 months of premium access membership for free. Free, that's a good word, right? Free. So it says, now's a great time to learn guitar or continue to sharpen your playing skills with Amped Guitar, which is created by guitar teachers and built on audio augmented reality. And so I've got to... My guest is on the line. See, I don't have to tell you any more about this. So I'm welcoming to Veterans Radio right now is James J.C. Curley, who is the CEO of Gibson. And J.C., welcome to Veterans Radio.
Hey, Dale, it's a pleasure to be joining you guys and hope everyone's staying safe and staying connected.
That's what we're working on. Thank you very much, J.C., for giving us a call. I was just explaining to our audience a little bit about, you know, what Gibson and Sweetwater and Amped Guitar are going to be doing. Could you fill us in a little bit more?
Yeah, well, obviously we're in this unequal time, and clearly the priorities around health and safety of everybody, friends, family, community, and employees and everything. But at the same time, with this amount of time and this notion of isolation, it also we're seeing a lot of people just saying, hey, what can I do to take advantage of this time, or how could I put something else to use or pick up a new hobby? You know, all these different questions come to mind and to reduce a little of the angst. And people say, you know, how can I learn an instrument and where would I get one and who could tell me what to do about it? We just had a ton of questions coming in personally and professionally. And we got together with Amped, who are just an amazing, I heard you explaining it, just an amazing augmented reality learning platform. It's easy to download and easy to use. And then with Sweetwater, obviously one of the best in the business in terms of getting access to amazing equipment. And they're CEO Chuck Sarach has been an iconic sort of engager of music for every generation, every genre. And then Gibson is Gibson. And we said, why not come together with the three of us and put a solution together? So we launched the Gibson and Amped and Sweetwater partnership to bring some free lessons to people and hopefully get a guitar playing.
Well, it sounds really like a great program that's going on there. How do I get involved, or how would someone get involved in this?
Yeah, so you can go to the Gibson site and check it out at Gibson.com, and also the Amped site. I know I was just actually on their site, and they're connecting. But if you follow the Gibson Twitter, it'll show you a link to get on it and try to get a subscription. We had a limited number with late last week, and they're still open.
Okay, so this is something that you register for, and hopefully you beat out all the other people and get a chance to do this.
Yeah, and this, you know, but we have quite a few of them, and that's what that was the amazing partnership. Part of the partnership was we all stepped in and created some funding for this, not just, you know, access to guitars and to where to get it, but we all funded it. And, you know, our hope is that we actually get as many subscribers as we can who want to play music. And so it's a chance for people to see what learning is all about. And by the way, it's not just for beginners. It's an amazing, I don't know how many people have experienced this, we've seen it there, but it's almost like having this like immediate reaction to when you play. It sort of tunes itself to how you play, and it doesn't make you feel like a beginner, but if you're a really good guitar player, it also can help step up your game there. So the app is called Amped, and you can get it, you can download it, and then go to the Gibson Twitter feed, and it'll be a link there to connect people.
So it sounds like the Amped guitar program is sort of an interactive teaching module almost, where you play and then someone or some algorithm on a computer helps you figure out what you were playing right and what you were not playing as well.
Yeah, but it also it takes a little bit of the intimidation factor. And again, we have we partner with a lot of YouTube artists and who are amazing artists who are bringing their skills and teaching people. But obviously, you can see a video and try to interact, but it's not real time interaction. And with this, we just found we've looked at a number of different of apps, and there's some great ones out there. And by the way, any app that's teaching people to learn music's got to be a good start. And then, but this one was something special, and we've been working with these guys for a few months. And basically, if you're a beginner, you just play one or two notes and just follow it, and then it picks up the way you play a little bit, and it helps you progress really, really quickly. So even if you're a beginner, you don't actually feel like a beginner, which is pretty cool. And that's an intimidation factor. A lot of people can't get over it. Oh, I don't want to sound bad, or I tried playing once and the song didn't sound right. Well, this helps you to get the song sounding right faster.
Yeah, I would think it would be a little intimidating to do it at in front of somebody, and this is sort of you're a little bit anonymous and people just correct you. So this is a 3-month premium membership, right, with Amped Guitar.
Yeah. And then the other great thing that is worth reminding people is that it you don't need a lot of equipment. Sometimes people say, wow, there's all this equipment you got to get. And then not only is it intimidating, but you got to get equipment. If you just get a guitar and then you actually just, you don't even have to have any cables. Your iPhone picks it up and then it sort of starts working right away. Mm-hmm. You put some headphones on and all of a sudden you're amped up, pun intended.
Wow, I'm reading over the press release that Libby Coffey sent me, and it talks about you can play some of the greatest guitarists in history, some of their songs: Eric Clapton, B.B. King, Santana, Aerosmith, Tom Petty, Dolly Parton, the Beatles, everybody. It says you can track your progress. All lessons are developed. Probably sounds like pretty specifically for each individual.
Yep. Yeah, and I think that's the whole magic of augmented reality is it starts to learn a little bit about your rhythm and the way you play. And, you know, that whole idea of augmented reality is it doesn't replace anything for you. What it does is it directs you and steers you and sort of works with you along your journey. And that's what we love about it. It's actually unique. It's innovative, but it's really, really simple to use too, which is, I think, breaking down some of those barriers that we know exist of why people haven't played music. And now with a little more time on people's hands, if people have 15 or 20 minutes a day, it's tough to actually take a learning module. But with a little more time on their hands, they can actually get into it. And I'm literally sitting here, and my son's been playing probably 5 or 6 hours a day. He's using Amped, and he's using a few other things. It's been amazing to see his progress even in the last week and a half.
Well, I think this is a great program. And again, you can go to you say it was Gibson.com and follow the...
Yep.
The link's there to sign up for it, and we'll also put a link up on our website for all the information in there. I just wanted to ask you real quickly about the Gibson Foundation and how you've been involved with Guitars for Veterans.
Yeah. So Gibson Gives is our foundation, and basically it's about really making music matter to more people, one guitar at a time. And we sort of relaunched it in earnest about 6 months ago. One of the very first, you know, sort of partnerships we struck was Guitars for Vets, and just an amazing organization. And what we found out was that, you know, there's certainly a need for guitars and connecting people with guitars, but with so many veterans coming back from the, you know, from their tours of duty, et cetera, and you're looking for, you know, some type of participation, something, and then Guitars for Vets is just an amazing organization that connects them to music. But one of the requests was, you know, we got a lot of vets who have guitars, but you know what they need is strings. So we were able to provide them, I think the number, it was 16,000 sets of strings from Gibson. This was about 3 or 4 months ago. And we also gave 38 custom shop guitars, and it was just amazing. And my father was a general in the military, and I know what he went through, and I know the dynamics of the military culture, certainly not as an individual in the military, but I grew up in that world. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud of what Gibson's doing with the veteran community, and sort of, you know, in a world that's gone a little bit hectic, if we can make music matter to more vets, one guitar or guitar string at a time, that's I think, a good thing.
It is, and I, as I mentioned earlier on, I have a friend who participates in the Guitars for Veterans program, and he said it's great. And I want to make sure that I thank Gibson for providing those. According to my notes that I have here, 48 guitars and 19,000 string sets for the Guitars for Vets across the country. And that's another organization you may want to look up. It's guitarforvets.org. And in your local area, wherever you happen to be listening to Veterans Radio, and maybe it'll give you a way to get started in the business as well. I also want to make sure that we don't forget about Sweetwater Sound. Maybe you can fill us in a little bit on it. It says the number one online retailer of musical instruments.
Yeah, Sweetwater was started by CEO Chuck Zarak, who, his story is so amazing. He back in the day in the 70s, he had a VW van, and he would go to live venues and provide mobile recording for them. And he was a real pioneer in that, literally running cables out of a van into live venues. He'd recorded for the band, and then they would turn that into some type of, you know, music to sell or to play. And that was his start, and he's now turned it into an amazing platform, online music, Sweetwater, based in Fort Wayne, Indiana. They've got an amazing setup, amazing service, and they carry everything you'd ever need, and they've been an amazing partner for Gibson. But also, I think anyone who's ever bought anything from Sweetwater know that they pride themselves on just excellent service. So, and they're trying to keep as much of their business running during this challenging time. So, you know, what we're seeing is a lot of the online businesses can actually still make connections and deliver guitars or whatever else anyone needs for music. So that's Sweetwater.
Okay. Sweetwater, Fort Wayne, Indiana. I think we were down there buying band equipment one time. I don't know if it was from them or not, but I know we were there. Well, we've been talking today with James J.C. Curley, CEO of Gibson, and their program that Gibson Gives with Sweetwater.com and Amped Guitar Learning, where you can not only you will win, I guess you win, looks like they're going to be drawing, to get a premium access membership for free for 3 months. And it's an interactive guitar teaching type of program where you play and the computer reacts to what you're playing and helps you play better, right?
That's exactly it. And they'd be interested in feedback. I mean, I think, you know, we're looking at all sorts of ways to bring more music to more folks. And like we say, one guitar at a time. So we're really excited to see how many people participate and what they say about it. If it's something that really engages people, you know, beyond just this challenging time we're in, I see it as a partnership that goes on for a long time.
Well, I just think it's great. I want to thank you so much for agreeing to come on Veterans Radio, and we want to get back with you in a couple of months and see how it's going, and maybe the world will become a little bit more normal by then, and we can work together. It's just really fun. I may have to start the guitar finally.
It's never too late to pick up a guitar, Dad. I do want to say thank you guys for what you do, and again, I just want to say how proud we are, but equally proud of all the veterans who have served around the country and in country. And it's just a special time to remember the sacrifices, but also to take a little time for yourself and figure something out that you maybe always wanted to dream of doing, and now's a good time to do it. So there's the combination coming together.
Thank you for the opportunity. Yes. I couldn't agree more. Thank you very much, JC. We'll be talking to you. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Stay safe. Stay connected. Thanks.
Right.
Great.
Same to you. Thank you very much. All right. We're here on Veterans Radio, and we're just, you know, we're trying to come up with ideas that, you know, that can help you at home. Maybe you can learn how to play the guitar based on, you know, go to Gibson.com and follow that through. And then we've got some other projects that you may want to get involved with. I want to go back real quickly to the American Legion program about the buddy check and make sure that I want you to call one veteran buddy that you have. Everybody that's listening out there. So just write down a name and call one veteran buddy that you haven't talked to in a while and see how they're doing and what's going on with their lives, and maybe they could use some assistance somewhere down the line. Maybe, as I mentioned, you know, you could go, you know, do their grocery shopping for them or take them to a doctor's appointment if they're having an appointment, or just show them how to use their computer for the teleconferencing that you can do with your doctors now at the VA. You know, everybody says, oh, this is great and wonderful, but unfortunately there are many people, older people, let's put it that way, me and some of my friends, is that we're not entirely computer literate. And so maybe we can talk them through a process that can get them to use their computer a little bit more and help them communicate with each other. So make sure that you do that. We're going to take a real quick break right now. And when we come back, we're going to have Ken Leslie on the line. He's from Veterans Matter. You'll know about it, and you're going to know more about it when we come back. So we'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call, 734-822-1600. You're listening to Veterans Radio.
Hey, this is Kix Brooks. Thousands of veterans are homeless and living on the streets of our nation tonight. Streets where they're being beaten and robbed, even killed. Let's take care of our own. Please join me in housing 1,000 veterans as fast as possible. Make a pledge to VeteransMatter.org. Text VETS to 41444 and pledge any amount. Text VETS to 41444. They fought for us, now we fight for them. Veterans Matter.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
All right. We are back here on Veterans Radio. My name is Dale Thronberry. I get to be the host today, a United States Army veteran. And joining me on the line right now is the founder of Veterans Matter, and that is Ken Leslie. And Ken, welcome back to Veterans Radio.
Thanks for having me. How have you been, my friend?
As good as can be expected, I think.
Good.
we're doing fine. You know, we will survive this too. You know, we've been through things worse than this, so I think we can do that. How is everything going with you and Veterans Matter?
Well, you know, I was late for my afternoon nap today, so it was sort of you know, disappointing that I was a little bit behind.
Yeah, I noticed we're all taking more naps these days.
We're all slowed down, isn't it? Except for the Veterans Matter is doing really well. In all seriousness, last week we housed 19 more veterans nationwide, and it's not slowing down. In fact, it's picking up. Last month we housed 85 veterans, and the norm has been between 50 and 60 per month. And the month before that was 91. So the demand and the need now is greater than ever to get them off the streets into their own place where they can have a shelter in place.
Could you explain to our audience, I can't imagine that the people that listen to Veterans Radio are not familiar with Veterans Matter, but maybe they're not. What is it that you do or attempt to do?
So
you don't attempt, you do it.
We get it done. We started a little homeless veterans program in Toledo to house 35 local veterans, and it grew when Dusty Hill, ZZ Top, asked me to expand it to his home state of Houston. And he convened a group of people, and to date that group has raised over $600,000 to house to almost 1,100 Texas veterans. And then Mellencamp did the same thing in Indiana. And then in Michigan, Mitch Albom became the chair of Operation Michigan. And money with Katy Perry and Kid Rock raised, and things just started taking off. And we've now housed 3,672 veterans in 25 states nationwide. And because we partner with the VA's homeless programs, what they do is let us know when they have a veteran who is ready for long-term housing and will get case management, but just doesn't have the deposit to get in. And when they let us know, we send that deposit straight to the landlord, and every veteran gets housed. So every single dollar we deploy results in another veteran housed every single time.
So what Veterans Matter does is you pay the deposits.
Correct.
VA will pick up the cost of housing, but they don't pay the deposit, which is kind of strange.
I'm sorry, one more time. I cut you off. My bad.
No, it's my bad. Well, we're using all this high tech technology here. My point was that the VA provides the funding for the apartment or wherever you're able to put them, but they don't provide the deposit, and that's what you do. You come up with the funds to pay the first and last month's rent or whatever else it is that they may need to get into this housing.
Correct, the upfront lease-up costs. And what is so wonderful, and I understand the VA might have problems on the other side, but on the homeless side, the VA's totally been kicking tail. I mean, they've been getting it done. They've reduced veteran homelessness from 80-some thousand down to, I think, 37,000 on the last count. And it's because of the VA caseworkers that are going out into the shelters and working to find the people that are in the cars and following up on the leads to find them, help them find their own apartments, get a long-term housing voucher, and provide case management once they're housed. And because of that, the program has a 91% success rate keeping them housed.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
I mean,
if you think about all the good things that people can do when they have their own place to live.
Yeah. Hey, where do you go when you're sick? I mean, we all go home, and what if you don't have one?
Right. Yeah, there's a few homeless people that I see walking around Ann Arbor that, you just feel so bad for them. And in today's environment, sometimes you don't necessarily want to approach them, which is kind of silly when you think about it. Mm-hmm. But, we don't know how many veterans are out there.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned 37,000 spread out across the country, which is, an unacceptable number. And again, this could be part of our buddy check thing that I was talking about earlier on in the program of checking on the veterans, that are having difficulty out there that may need some assistance or, they're being forced to move from one place to another. How do they, does the VA, I think you just said this already, but the VA contacts you when they've got a place for somebody to go. Is that right?
Right. When the veteran has nowhere else to go for the deposit. And what's so beautiful about this program, we've housed 3,700 plus veterans. Almost all of them have no idea that it's us who help them. It's more like we're mm-hmm. guardian angels. The VA lets us know. We send the check straight to the landlord. All the veteran knows is somebody, and it's our donors, the people that are giving those individual
right.
dollars, who have allowed them to be able to get into that housing. And so they turn around. They don't know who did it, but it's all of America who has.
And supposing I wanted to give some money, to donate some money to Veterans Matter, how would I go about doing that?
There's veteransmatter.org is our website, but we're creating a new campaign because what's going on right now is a lot of the veterans, the shelters are closed. They're not taking people in. So a lot of the veterans are sleeping on cardboard now. And mm-hmm. what we want to do is move them from cardboard to headboard. And we have started a campaign. You can look at our Facebook page, Veterans Matter, also our website, or go to cardboardtoheadboard.org. And look at some of the signs that people are making. They're writing on their own cardboard, I help move a veteran from cardboard to headboard. They're writing their own pieces of cardboard to get everyone to care. And it's a nice little campaign that people are starting at least to get the awareness out and give people the opportunity who have the capacity to be able to help move more veterans from the cardboard to headboard.
Okay, I'm just trying to look that up right now. Where did it go? My computer is slowing down. It's telling me I have too many windows open.
You're too popular. Quick technology.
This technology stuff drives me crazy. Anyway. Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah, it took me to a mattress store.
So it's cardboard, the number two.
All right.
Headboard.org.
Okay, there I got it. All right, great. This is terrific. This is a great little site you got going here.
Please share it with all your friends on your social. I have all your listeners. Just share it. If they want to give, great, but at the very least, everybody can help us get the word out because there's so many that need us right now.
And the truth is that since this started, we haven't gotten one donation in the door. But we're still going to continue to house veterans as long as we can. And mm-hmm. at 85 a month, we'd like to do 100 this month if God gives us the capacity, because they need us. And we are working tirelessly to be able to make sure that they all get housed.
Well, I think it's so important what you do, Ken. And, you know, we always tell everybody, you know, when we were in the service, we had each other's back, and you were certainly one of the ones that continued that on, that you've had all these guys' backs, these men and women that you've been housing over the, I don't know how many years, I think we've been talking to you, 4 or 5 years, and over 3,000 that you've been able to place. I think
Since the beginning.
Yeah. It's a great program that you've got going there, and again, I strongly encourage our people to help out the Veterans Matter program, and also get it from the cardboard to headboard program, and let us know, Ken, whatever you need, we'll be out there trying to help you raise funds as necessary.
I appreciate that, and I really want to make the point that we, Veterans Matter, we really don't do anything other than created a system that allows you and your listeners and every American to have a veteran that they've helped house. And it's mm-hmm. all of the donors that have done it, and those are the ones that every veteran who has been housed thanks.
Well, we thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, my friend.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, thank you. Ken Leslie from Veterans Matter. I strongly encourage all of you out there to go check out their website and see what they're doing. They're housing your buddies. Some of our friends that, you know, just for whatever reason just couldn't cope with everyday life ended up, you know, in a sad situation of not having any place where they can go, where they can live. You've seen them. Let's see if we can get them all off the street into some place that they can call home. And I know that there are many, many programs all across the country that are out there. They're building tiny homes. They're building veterans' villages. In Kansas, I know of, there are tiny homes in Detroit, all across the country. And in today's, unfortunately, in today's, you know, world, we can't necessarily go out there and help build them houses that they can live in. But maybe we can help them financially with the money so that they can get into an apartment or into a rental home or something along those lines. So go to Veterans Matter and see what you can do to help them out. All right? Do that. All right. So, let's see, what else have we got going on today? I told you about the Home of Heroes. I told you about the Gibson guitar program that is out there. There are many other things that are going on as well. And we're hoping that you will participate, as I mentioned before, in the Buddy Check program. I think that's really important, too. I want you to do that. So please try to do that. And so my next guest is on the line now, and I'm going to be heading back to the studio here as soon as I can do this. Everything is an adventure today. All right, so joining me on our line right now is Executive Director of Fisher House in Michigan, and who has been under the weather herself the last couple of days. So I'm going to bring on Kate Melcher. And Kate, welcome back to Veterans Radio.
Thanks, Dale. It's great to be here.
How are you doing?
I've had better days, but I feel pretty fortunate.
You sound a little bit better than you did the other day, so hopefully that's the case.
I sure hope so. I definitely feel pretty fortunate considering what's happened to so many people in our circle. So I'm in good hands.
Right. Yes, I know. We've been following that. In fact, how can I put this without getting in trouble? I took a little drive today to get some fresh air, and we went up through Whitmore Lake, and they have a fire truck with a big giant American flag hanging out over Whitmore Lake Road. And I didn't know if that was just to thank everyone, the emergency people and the hospital people and everybody that are, you know, continuing to do their job during this coronavirus pandemic thing, or if they had lost somebody. And I didn't know if you would know anything about that or not.
You know, I don't know the answer to that. That fire truck with the flag usually is out for Memorial Day and Fourth of July, whenever they do a parade or have a big celebration, they do that. And I don't know whether we've lost anyone in this immediate community, but it is a nice sign of solidarity regardless.
It was. It was very, very impressive. It was kind of an emotional thing to see it. You know, because you weren't sure what's going on. So Kate, tell me what is going on with Fisher House in this. I know it's not a downtime, but what is happening?
Well, it's absolutely not a downtime, but it is an unprecedented time. As you know, Fisher Houses are comfort homes built near VA hospitals around the country so that family members can be near their veteran when they are wounded, ill, or injured in the VA hospital. Most of your listeners know that we were just about to open Michigan's first Fisher House at the Ann Arbor VA, and we were expecting that the first guests would be, just as I mentioned, family members of our vets at the VA hospital. Presently, the VA hospitals have an essential visitors-only policy, which means that unless the veteran is in his or her last couple of days, they won't be allowed a visitor. So it wouldn't make sense to have a Fisher House open for families when families weren't allowed. So the VA Central Office in D.C. and the Fisher House Foundation at the national level, in conference with all of the local VAs who have Fisher Houses, have decided to close the doors to families in most cases and open up those facilities so that the VA directors can house mandated staff in a short-term basis. Physicians, nurses, anyone who's in a critical care role that can't go home for whatever reason during the pandemic, they'll have short-term housing available to them in a Fisher House.
Okay. Well, that's a great utilization of it.
Absolutely. You know, there was a question about whether they could be used for patients, but, you know, Fisher Houses are not clinical environments. They are homes. And there were just many better options. For example, we all know that Coble Hall is now turned into a field hospital situation that can house many, many more people than a Fisher House could. So that's what we're doing at Fisher House in Ann Arbor.
What's going on with Fisher House in Detroit? I have to assume that you are having some type of attempt at fundraising somehow.
We are. You know, the mission doesn't stop. So while the Fisher House is filled with staff, there are a couple of family members who are coming to be with their loved one, you know, in the end-of-life stage. And Fisher House Michigan is paying for hotel rooms for those families. The few family members that are allowed to come to the VA hospital to be with their loved one, we are handling those expenses through donor gifts. Donors have also stepped up and said, you know, gee, can we buy meals for these doctors and nurses that are working around the clock? And the VA is providing box lunches for them, but that's just not a way for our heroes to survive as they're caring for our military and veteran heroes. So, once a week, we're providing hot meals to staff at the Detroit VA and the Ann Arbor VA, all through donor funding. It's really been wonderful to see how people have responded. And the last thing folks are doing, one of our biggest partners is the Daughters of the American Revolution. And the Daughters in Michigan have decided that they're going to sew fabric masks for non-clinical environments. And they've committed to donating 1,000 of them to the Ann Arbor and Detroit VAs.
Okay. I saw you, your Facebook page at one point. You were showing us how to make masks, or you were making masks.
That's right. The daughters were asking for a pattern, and so I just gave them the simplest one. And, you know, they're a force multiplier, you know, like the Legion and so many other advocacy groups. You give one of them an idea, and it spreads like wildfire. And we're so happy to have them as partners. It's been really great.
Well, I think it's so great, and I'm so happy that they are doing this. And we're talking with Kate Melcher, the executive director of Fisher House Michigan, because you not only are you responsible for raising the money for the Ann Arbor Fisher House, but you took on the responsibility of raising the money for the Detroit Fisher House. And is there another one on the horizon?
Fisher House Michigan has a statewide mission. You know, as a board of directors, we have pledged to support any Fisher House in the state that the VA says that we need. And coming up next year, there's going to be another open season for VA medical centers to apply for a Fisher House. And okay. Iron Mountain, which is way up north in the UP, they've decided that they're going to apply. So we wish them the best of luck, and we're here to support them if their application is accepted. And that would be great to have three Fisher Houses in Michigan. To date, we only have two approved, Detroit and Ann Arbor.
Okay. Have you been able to break ground on Detroit yet?
Excuse me. Not yet. One of the challenges in Detroit is finding suitable land that is close, that is safe, that is unencumbered, making certain there's clean title and that it is clean environmentally. That is a process that the VA and the city of Detroit are going through presently. The first parcel was not going to be acceptable, so the VA is reviewing subsequent parcels in a parallel manner, which is great. Go ahead.
Well, it's hard to figure that you're working with the city of any city in today's world. How you get these things done. So I'm going to let you go and have a nice hot tea. And thank you, Kate, very much for agreeing to come on today and tell us what's going on with Fisher House. And if we want to donate money, of course, we can always go to fisherhousemichigan.org, correct?
That is correct. And that's Fisher House business. I want to tell you from a personal standpoint, if you're starting to feel any symptoms, even if it's just weak, even if you think it's allergies, call the VA. Call your PCP and get some telemed going. You know, get that talking relationship going, because things can change very dramatically, and the VA is there to support you, whether you're going to be at home or whether they have you come into the hospital. I want to encourage everybody to access that care that they've earned, and they can do it starting with a phone call.
There you go. That's from the higher ups, folks. You better pay attention to her and what she's telling us. And I know that Kate has done that herself, and I'm hoping that you will feel better soon, please.
Thank you very much, Dale. Good talking with you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you. All right. We are back here on Veterans Radio, and we have talked about a number of different things today. And I just want to kind of remind everybody that we are talking to the American Legion, or about the American Legion Buddy Check Program, and that's where we're just checking on everybody. Everybody that we know, check on them. Give them a call. Send them a note. Send them an email, whatever it takes to find out how they are doing, because we just don't know. Many people, unfortunately, are living alone now that they don't have anybody, and some of us have outlived our families. And so we have to make sure that somebody is there checking us out. So make sure that you do that. Make sure that you go to Gibson Guitar and Gibson.com and find out about their guitar playing program. I think that was a great opportunity for those of you out there that are musically inclined, especially if you're already playing the guitar. You can get up to 3 months of training, and it's kind of an interactive program. Premium membership to Amped Guitar. In fact, you might want to just check out Amped Guitar. It's an app on Google and on iTunes. I think it's iTunes. You know, I don't know all the words for these things anyway. But I would check that out. It's just Amped, like it's A-M-P-E-D, guitar. You receive full learning curriculum with multiple genres, hundreds of guided lessons teaching you chords, soloing, songs. Everything is immersed. Also, make sure that you go and check out on Veterans Matter, Ken Leslie and his group. That's all that they do. They raise funds to pay deposits for veterans that are moving from a homeless situation into somewhere where it's safe. So please help them out. As he said, there are many, many well-known musicians around the country from John Mellencamp to, well, Mitch is not known for his singing, but Mitch Albom in Detroit, who are supporting this organization. And we want to make sure that maybe you can help out. Maybe your donation will give them the funds to take care of one of those 37,000 homeless veterans that are out there. And if you know of any homeless veterans, really see if you can figure out a way we can, you know, refer them to the VA. Maybe they can get help and get taken care of. I wanted also to piggyback a little bit on Kate Melcher's message is, if you show any of these symptoms, this kind of goes back to what I said at the beginning of the program. Don't be the one that goes out and thinks you are fine and, you know, start gathering with friends and family and so forth, because there are so many of us out there that may be carriers and we don't even know about it. Or maybe you've had it and you feel, well, oh man, I survived that, so I can go. And maybe you're still at the point where you can spread the virus. So please, please stay at home. And, you know, unless you can help somebody else, this is not something that you can play around with, folks. It's not something that we can do. If we let up on this fight right now, it could come back on us even worse later. If you look back at the history, if you talk about, to quote, the Spanish flu and influenza epidemic back in 1918, it went away for a number of months and then came back with a vengeance. So just be very, very careful. Please be careful. I also wanted to remind you that to go to that Home of Heroes website, if you're looking for know more information about some of the Medal of Honor recipients or Silver Stars or Distinguished Service Crosses and Navy Crosses and so forth, what a great site to find more information and some more reading material. I got an email from a friend today that said he's read every book in his house. Well, here's an opportunity to read some more. And if you want to know some more stories about veterans, you can follow us, veteransradio.net. We've got, as I mentioned, 10 years worth of programming archived on there. You can also find us on most of the Blog Talk Radio, where many of our podcasts are up there. We've got probably 300 or 400 different podcasts that are up on Blog Talk that are talking about, not only are there stories, but there's also information there that I think that can really help you, not only with veterans benefits, but, you know, maybe find out what's happening at the VA, how to use teleconferencing with your primary care physician at the VA, or if you use a regular, I don't want to say regular doctor, but, you know, you want to make sure that you can track that down and utilize it, because, you know, most medical facilities right now don't want you coming in unless it's a dire emergency situation. And if you do think that you have symptoms of the coronavirus, you need to get I guess it's almost like a prescription from your primary care physician to even let you take the test. So if you've got the dry cough and the runny nose and the high fever or the fever that's going up, call in your primary care physician and see if you can get that checked out. I saw there was an article in the local newspaper, M Live, that was talking about over at Eastern Michigan at their IHA facility that they are doing tests there now. And if the opportunity comes to get tested somewhere down the line where they have enough tests for all of us to get them, it will help the medical people out there determine where the cases are, how many cases they have, what equipment do they need. I really think that they need to draft a little bit more of the Army and the military people to become involved, because we certainly know how to move logistically, how to move equipment from one continent to another or from one place to another. And start using some of the experts that we've already got in place that could help do that. That's just my little personal opinion in my part of the world here in my basement. I did want to remind you of one other thing. I got an email this morning, and I think that you might be interested in this. Doug Bradley, I don't know if anybody remembers, we talked with Doug Bradley. He was the author of two books. And I'm reaching back here to my library as we go. And the two books were, hold on here. Of course, now I can't put my hands on it. I grabbed the wrong one. Anyway, Doug Bradley was on. He talked about the music of Vietnam. And one was called We Gotta Get Out of This Place. And the other one and I can't remember it, so I'm sorry about that. But he's starting up a podcast on Thursday, April 9th at 12 noon Central Daylight Time, and it's on his Facebook page. So you can look for Doug Bradley on Facebook, and listen to him because he's going to be playing all kinds of music from the Vietnam era and talking about the music because this guy knows his music. So I want to encourage you to do that. I think that that's something that we can all enjoy. And, you know, stay tuned to Veterans Radio. We will be back next week. Jim Falzon has got two great stories going on. We're working on a story right now from the World War II Museum in New Orleans that they're going to come on and talk about how you can take a visual tour of the museum from home even today. And so that's in 2 weeks. And then at the end of the month, we're going to have our benefits program. And I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of information that we're going to be able to share with you at that time from the VA here in Ann Arbor and hopefully the VAs across the country. So keep up with the news. Don't become a hermit and just stay at home. Contact people. Go out there and contact your veterans' friends. See how they're doing. And I know in our area here, we're setting up some Zoom rooms, I guess they call them, where we can talk with a whole bunch of veterans together. And I'm going to let Derek know that I saw his sign there that we have 1 minute left. So I'm going to do the little close here as he starts playing the music so we don't stick around with that. I can hear it. I can hear the orchestra is still working. We want to thank you at the end of the program. If you have any comments or questions or stories you'd love us to cover, please don't forget to contact us at veteransradio.net. Also, we need some help. We need your help. As you know, the economy is kind of going down. We're a very, very small business, but if you could help with a donation of some kind, you can go to veteransradio.net, click on support, and it would help us out to stay on the air while this whole thing goes on. So I've got 10 seconds. So this is Dale Thronberry for Veterans Radio. You are dismissed.